Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
I want people to just see me doing my thing and then just say, hey, you look like you could probably help me with this. Can I pay you to do this? Listen, I would love if all of life just worked out that way. Wouldn't that be amazing for all of us? It really would. But here's the fact. It don't work that way.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Couldn't be a better time for you because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you, moves me, moves all of us to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is a topic that I've been asked about again through the listener survey, which you can take if you haven't taken it at DreAllDay.com/survey, which is how to create more opportunity for yourself as a speaker, a consultant, or coach. Multiple mentions of this. A lot of people asking me about to talk about more, let's say, businessy type topics. So there are some that I'm going to talk about here. At least I'm going to stay in my areas of expertise. Now, I am not the number one expert on this. I am number one on mental toughness, confidence, and discipline and personal initiative. This, I'm not number one, but I am going to mention it because I do know some things. I'm going to tell you the things that I know. I'm going to tell you the things that are universal, and I'm going to refer you to some other resources that you can consult on your own time if you wish. Make that investment into yourself. But this topic, if you want to be a public speaker, professional speaker, you want to get paid to be speaking, you want people to ask you, you like to go give speeches for whatever purpose is your reason for doing it, you want to consult with people, you want to be a coach, you want a company to hire you, you want individual people to hire you for certain things, that's what we're talking about here today. I'm going to give you some specific things that, again, are universal that will apply to all of these areas if that's an aim that you have. Point number one, today's topic, again, how to create opportunities for yourself as a speaker, coach, or consultant. Number one thing you got to do is you got to create your offer. And this is what I mean by creating your offer. What do you deliver as the expert? What are people getting from you? Not just what you're bringing, but what are people going to get? Because I can bring a whole lot of things, but what are you going to take away from it? What does the audience get as a result of hearing you? For example, my offer, someone could say, well, Dre, what is the offer that you make in doing the Work On Your Game podcast? And I can say what I say when I introduce the show every day, discipline, the confidence, the mental toughness, the personal initiative. That's what I'm offering. But what does the audience actually get? Because see, if I give you discipline and confidence and mental toughness and personal initiative, what exactly does that mean? What's the tangible benefit for you having it? Just having it doesn't do anything. But see, then we go into those definitions. See, you want the ability to show up every single day and do the work. If you're a coach, let's say a sports coach, and you want all your team members to show up every day and work hard and practice, that's a tangible takeaway. Confidence. You know you have some skill and you want people to know about it, but you just haven't quite had the confidence to put yourself out there so people can find out about your skill. That's a tangible takeaway. Mental toughness. You have skill. You do want to put yourself out there, but sometimes when it gets tough, you tend to fall back or stop working as hard or stop trying as much. The mental toughness that I deliver you is going to produce a tangible result of you fighting through that mental toughness, fighting through those third days and making it to the other side, to the fourth day, where you are continuing to work, continuing to show up, continuing to put yourself out there, even when things aren't quite working out. Or what about if you have everything in place, but you just can't seem to get yourself started? Well, the personal initiative is going to move you to go take action so you can actually do the things you want to do, live out your dreams, find out what works, find out what doesn't work. Those are the things that you're going to get. Can you understand the difference there? Because I can tell you, all right, I deliver discipline, confidence, mental toughness, personal initiative. Those are great. They sound good. But what is the tangible takeaway that your audience or your client or your customer or your subject, what are they going to get from the fact that you delivered that thing? And someone could take everything that I just said and they could say, okay, well, this will motivate everybody. We want you to be the first speaker at our event, because this will get everybody excited about the conference and thinking about developing themselves and growing professionally in their positions. And I said, okay, that's what you take from it. Fine. That's your takeaway. Great. Then that's what I'm going to come do. I'm going to deliver the same things. That's what you're going to take from it. Because understand that not everybody is going to take the same things from the exact same deliverables, if that makes sense. For example, of the thousands of people who listen to this podcast every single day, not all of you listen for the same reason. All right. Some of you listen because it's entertaining. Some of you listen because you're learning. Some of you listen because you're interested to see what I'm going to talk about. Some of you listen because you're taking some ideas and you're thinking about how you're going to make your own podcast, or you're going to write your own book, or you're going to put yourself out there in a certain way. So you're just listening to me and maybe a bunch of other people to try to take what works for you and leave out what doesn't work for you. So not every audience is going to get the same takeaways from what you do, even though you may be giving them the same things. You understand? So you have to create your offer, meaning these are the things that I'm doing and here's what you're going to get from it. Now, that's what it means when I say create your offer. I'm doing these things, but what you're going to get, here's the tangible benefits that you're going to get from this. And especially for those of you who wish to do these things, whether that's speaking, consulting, coaching, in a business sense, meaning you want to do these things in exchange for money, you need to give people a tangible business result, a tangible business takeaway that, let's say if you're talking to someone who's a manager and they have to go to their supervisor and say, look, we're going to hire Mike or we're going to hire Lisa because they're bringing these things. And that supervisor is going to say, okay, well, what do we get? We understand that Mike is going to talk about mental toughness. How is that going to help us make money? Mike, you need to answer that question. All right. Don't leave it to the company person to sell you to the supervisor. You need to tell them. So when they go to the supervisor, they can say, look, we're going to hire Mike because he's going to get everybody showing up to work. Even when we're in a down cycle right now and nobody's making sales and company morale has been down, he's going to get everybody showing up and excited anyway. And they say, okay, write that check. So what is the takeaway from your offer that people get, the tangible business takeaway from what you're bringing to the table? If you talk about, let's say, for example, you're a web designer. All right, I design websites. What benefit do I receive from your knowledge of web design? Yeah, you're going to design my website and my website's going to look great. That's cool. But, you know, how do I make money from my website looking cool? Because if I'm going to pay you $5,000 to design my website, okay, now how am I going to make my $5,000 back? Because I'm not paying you $5,000 unless I'm making more than $5,000 back from your work. Because otherwise, it doesn't make sense to me. I'd be out of business if I made too many of those bad deals. Okay, so you need to come up with, all right, my design is going to make your website look cool. And as a result of your website looking cool, you'll get more customers, more people buy your stuff, more people will trust you, your brand will be stronger, and you'll be able to raise your prices and sell more products, and you'll make your $5,000 back within 30 days or within 3 years or whatever it is. It is your job to come up with the answers to those questions. That could be the whole episode, what I just told you, point number one right there. Point number two, today's topic is how to create more opportunity for yourself as a speaker, coach, consultant, any type of freelance, we could just say business. Number two, get active and sell yourself. This is the part where people get a little bit antsy on this one. You got to get active and get out there. Listen, I am just like you, and that it would be amazing. I would love it if all my opportunities just came to me. You wouldn't believe how many salespeople I talk to, people who don't even know that they're salespeople. They refuse to self-identify as salespeople because they just don't like the feel of it. They don't even like to say the words out of their mouths. How many salespeople say to me, listen, I would prefer that the business come to me. You know, I want all my business to be referral. I want people to just see me doing my thing and then just say, hey, you look like you could probably help me with this. Can I pay you to do this? Listen, I would love if all of life just worked out that way. Wouldn't that be amazing for all of us? It really would. But here's the fact. It don't work that way. You got to get active and sell yourself. Now, listen, you may have a strong referral network right now in your business and you're generating good business just off of 100% referral. That's great. Some people get to that point where they do all their business off referral. I've heard of people who say, they only do business by referral, meaning if someone comes to them and asks to work with them, they say, if you didn't get a referral, then I'm not interested. I'm not talking to you. It'd be great if you can get to that place. I hope and pray that you get there. All right. Until then, you may have to get active and sell yourself. All right. In episode number 415, I talked about TED Talks because TED Talks is popular. I don't know how popular it is now, but back when I did episode 415, a lot of people have been asking me about doing a TED Talk because at that time I had been going to Toastmaster meetings, and a lot of people at Toastmasters would ask me about doing TED Talks because I have done four of them, at least as of this recording. And I talked about in there, you got to get out there and sell yourself so that people can see what is the value that you're bringing. Don't expect them to extract the value just from looking at you and saying, oh, this is the value that I get. No, you tell them what the value is. With what audiences? Here's the question for you. to sell yourself. With what audiences do you have something to share, and where are those people at? When I say get active and sell yourself, your question may be, okay, Dre, I'll do it. I'll get active and sell myself, but where do I begin? All right, who are the people that you have something to share with, and where are they at? Where are those people right now? Here's where you can use a website like Google. The people who need what you're offering, where are they? Where do they hang out? What events do they go to? Who are the people that they already look to as someone who knows their stuff? How can you get yourself aligned or get yourself in that room or get them paying attention to you in some way, shape, or form? Who's in charge at that convention? Go start a conversation with them. Maybe they'll let you come and give a speech. Who's the person running that podcast that people are already paying attention to them with? How can you sell yourself to the host of that podcast? And maybe they'll have you on as a guest and you can sell yourself to the audience by giving them some value. If there's an application process, go apply. Just like you would apply for a 9-to-5 job. How do you get active and sell yourself? Who are the people that I can help, and where are they at right now? Those are the two questions that you need to answer for yourself. Point number three. Today's topic is how to create more opportunity for yourself as a speaker, coach, consultant, or maybe any type of freelancer. Number three, you got to have proof. Proof. If we're talking in the business sense, ladies and gentlemen, business people are often very cautious, especially when it comes to cutting checks. They're cautious when it comes to cutting checks, especially when they have supervisors to whom they have to answer if they cut a check and the person they cut a check to ends up being garbage. They could lose their job for that. Literally lose their job for cutting a check to the wrong person. And knowing this, since I just told you, you need to provide them enough proof ahead of time before they cut the check, before they hire you, before they bring you in to come talk to their employees or their team or whatever it is. You need to provide them enough proof that they feel safe in making this decision, that even when someone questions them on a decision, why did you bring in her? Why him? They have proof. You already provided them the proof and they can say, look, they've done this, this, this. These are the takeaways. This is what they got. This is what this other company got from it. Just like a job, people. People want to know what your experiences are. If you go to a job interview, they usually ask you, all right, what are the last 3 jobs or the last 5 jobs? Or where are you working right now? Who's the last person you work for? Where can I reach them? Can I call that person? You got to be able to provide those references. Well, they want to know your experiences. So when you say something like, because this is the question that comes sometimes from people who may be kind of thin on experience. Well, Dre, how can I get experience and no one will give me a chance to get experience? Well, I say there are plenty of places, such as, let's say, a school, such as volunteer organizations, such as a Rotary Club or a Toastmasters or your audience who's already following you on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram or wherever you can find people who maybe money is not involved just yet, who will let you do your thing, whether that's share your expertise, give a speech, coach somebody, consult somebody. You have friends or family who you could probably coach and help. If you don't charge them anything, they'll let you do it just to see if you're good. They'll let you do it for free. You can record it. You can share it. You can get a testimonial from those people and you can prove that you're good and you can practice at the same time. You can work on your game on those people. It may not be a professional situation. You may not be so polished yet. They, your subjects, your clients, quote unquote, at that time, they may not be so polished either, but it's something, and something is better than nothing. All right. Slow motion is better than no motion, people. You must get some proof that you know what the hell you're doing, that you can actually do something well, that you've done it before. That's the only way anybody's going to give you a chance. Now, if you want someone to give you a shot, you got to go take some shots. And that's a good quote right there. Point number 4, today's topic is how to get yourself more opportunities as a speaker, coach, consultant, any type of freelancer. Point number 4, let me tell you the best way overall that you can achieve the outcome of today's topic is this. Make yourself someone who is being sought out because you're so great at what you do that you're changing people's lives. Just be so great. Just be amazing at what you do. There was, I don't remember how many years ago there was someone who said this and just got passed around as a meme. It just said, do epic shit. Very bro type of statement. But what it means is just be so damn good at your job that people have to talk about it. Be so good as a speaker, or so good as a coach, or so good as a podcaster, or so good as a YouTuber, that people start talking about you and telling other people, and your name just starts to go viral. Your work starts to go viral just because of how good you are. And understand that you may not go viral in one day. It may take 10 years for you to go viral, but you just got to keep putting in the work. Which is why the very first thing I mention every time you listen to the show is the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work. The best way to create opportunity for yourself is to be so good at what you do that people start seeking you out and spreading your name by word of mouth because you are so good. This is where the referrals come from. Just by being good all the time. All right, there's no magic trick to it. being good all the time for as long as you need to be good. There's no time cap on this. Because sometimes that's the next question people ask. Well, how long do I have to do it? Until you get the outcome that you want to get. What the hell are you in here for? If you putting a time cap on it, you're in the wrong place. In other words, you want to get to the point where your phone is ringing so much because your name is ringing so much. That's another good quote. You want your phone ringing so much because your name's ringing so much. Whether that be your blog is a place that people keep coming to. People are reading your books. People are coming to your, subscribing to your YouTube channel. People are just researching you. People are Googling you. The Amazon website is showing that you're doing your job because you're putting yourself out there. You're putting your podcast out there. You're putting your blogs out there. You're filling the blank, whatever you're doing out there. It doesn't have to be on the internet. If you're a consultant, you're so good at your consulting job that they got to tell somebody at the next company and the next company and the next company, and you're getting those incoming calls. You want to get to that point. First of all, you got to work on your game. Then you got to be good. And then you got to be consistent in being good. Everybody follow me. Point number five, last one. Today's topic is how to create more opportunities for yourself as a speaker, coach, consultant, or any other type of business freelancer. I'll give you a couple of resources. As far as speaking goes, there's a guy named Michael Port who wrote a book called Book Yourself Solid. You can read that book. And that's all about the speaking business. As far as speaking goes, there are a lot of people who are sharing a lot of information, whether that be books, online courses, free webinar series on how to create speaking opportunities for yourself or make money as a speaker. My personal opinion on all of that is that when you have so many people sharing so many ways that this is how to do it, that there is no one surefire way that is guaranteed to work. That's my professional opinion to you. So you can go take whoever's course you want or watch whoever's video that you wish. My word is that there is no one guaranteed way that is absolutely going to work, because if there was, there wouldn't be so many people trying to sell you on how to do it. It just makes sense. When it comes to playing basketball overseas, I tell people there's no guaranteed formula. There are certain things you must do, certain things that are universal, but none of these guarantee that you're going to get the opportunity, because everybody ain't that good. Everybody can follow the same formula. Everybody can't play. And everybody can't make the roster, because there's only so many opportunities available out there. There is no one surefire way. I want to make sure that I'm saying that. But if this is something that you want to do, you're getting in the game anyway, understanding that. Seth Godin, I talked about the recent favorite books episode. He has a book called This Is Marketing. And even though the book is about marketing, but it's also about individuals, because Seth himself, he's a person who has consulted and coached and created products and programs and things like that. You need to read that book, as I've already recommended it to you. So I shouldn't even have to resell you on the book, because you should have already read it by the time you're hearing this episode. But he talks about marketing yourself, marketing your business, making clear who your audience is and who your audience is not. All of those things. Seth Godin. If you're already an avid reader of Seth, I suggest you become one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really about making yourself known in a certain space so that people will start looking for you, which is infinitely easier than you having to look for them. Even though I just told you in point number two, you're going to have to get active and sell yourself. The more you get active and sell yourself and sell yourself to the right people, and you're actually good and you're delivering, you won't have to keep doing that for so long. But Seth, again, talks about that in his book called This Is Marketing. So let this be the last time I have to tell you to read that book. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to get yourself more opportunities as a speaker, coach, consultant, or otherwise business freelancer. Point number one, create your offer. What do you offer as a presenter? And then the more important follow-up question is, what does the audience get as a result of your work? As a result of what you offer, what am I getting? What am I taking away from it? How is this going to make me better? Teaching me discipline is great, but how is that making me better? What tangible result do I get from what you bring to the table? You have to answer the second question much more than you had to answer the first one. Number two, get active and sell yourself. Who are the audiences who have something to learn from you, and where are those people at, and what do you need to do to get in front of them? You need answers to all three questions. Point number three, proof. Just like a job interview, people want to know, what have you done in the past? How well have you done it? And let me talk to the people you did it for to make sure you ain't lying. Show proof that you're actually good and that you've been good where you've been in the past, because number one indicator of future performance is past performance. And number four, best way overall to achieve today's outcome, make yourself someone to seek out, someone that people are looking for, because you're so great at what you do and you've been so great so consistently that your work is changing people's lives and they are willing to say it out of their mouths voluntarily and tell other people about you. So your name basically and your work starts to go viral. This viral does not mean immediate. It doesn't mean fast. It doesn't mean today. It means you keep doing your work in a consistent way and a high quality way, that eventually people start passing your name around. Again, this is not going to happen fast. just because you wanted to. And point number five, resources. Michael Port wrote a book called Book Yourself Solid. Those of you who want to be speakers, Seth Godin wrote a book called This Is Marketing. If you only read one, I suggest you read Seth's book and already told you about it. You should have read it by now. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.